This is Mark White.
And I'm Katie Smith.
And we're coming to you from the Butcher Meat Co. in Vonmont, Alabama, inviting you to the Butcher's 4th Annual Smoke and Flames Barbecue Cook-Off. Katie, tell us about it.
We are a KCBS-sanctioned event. We are still accepting teams. We're going to have arts and crafts vendors all day long, a kids zone, People's Choice Boston Butt Competition. You can try all the barbecue. Chuck Wagon Food Truck, best food truck in Cullman County. We're so excited.
Find out more information at butchersmokeandflames.com.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. As always, I'm glad that you can be with us today as we recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire all of us to find ways, opportunities to make a real difference in our communities. Sound is such a natural part of everyday life that we may rarely stop to even think about it, but it can be the voice of someone we love, a favorite song, or birds singing outside that bring beauty to our ears. For people living with severe or profound hearing loss, traditional hearing aids may not provide enough access to sound. Now, cochlear implants changed what was possible. Rather than simply making sound louder, a cochlear implant bypasses damaged sensory cells with the inner ear and delivers electrical signals to the auditory nerve. The brain then learns how to interpret those signals. My guest today helped make this breakthrough possible. Dr. Michael Mersenick is a neuroscientist and professor emeritus at the University of California, San Francisco. Beginning in the 1970s, He and his interdisciplinary team helped establish the neurological foundation for cochlear implants. Their work contributed to the electrode design, implant safety, and one of the earliest clinical trials of multi-channel cochlear implants. Dr. Mersenick and four fellow pioneers have now been awarded the 2026 Richard N. Merkin Prize in Biomedical Technology for developing a technology used by more than 1 million people around the world. Dr. Mersenick, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Well, Mark, it's very nice to be with you and with the citizens in your part of the world.
Thank you, sir. And for listeners who may have heard the term but never completely understood it, what does a cochlear implant do, and how is it fundamentally different from a traditional hearing aid?
Well, you described it very beautifully, Mark. Basically, what it does is shocks the delivers pattern stimulation, electrical stimulation, to the surviving hearing nerve. The reason why people are profoundly deaf is because the organ that's translating sound to excite the hearing nerve, deliver information about sounds to the brain, is gone. But the hearing nerve commonly substantially survives. So basically, cochlear implants deliver pattern stimulation to the nerve and attempt to simulate the normal information that would be delivered from the world if you could hear. And it's a little bit like playing the piano with your fists, but on a first level, you can simulate and you can establish a level of hearing. And it turns out you can establish a level of hearing of speech. You can recover your ability to understand what people are saying.
Could you walk us through the journey from a sound entering the implant's microphone to the brain eventually recognizing it as a voice, word, or other familiar sound?
Right. Right. There's a very complex analysis of the sound composition in the device itself, and it's distributing electrical stimulation in a way that distributes it across the nerve array. The array normally different sounds are represented in different positions across within the inner ear, and so you have to simulate that distribution in space and in time. And if you have a reasonable simulation, you can provide all the information necessary for the brain to reconstruct it as intelligible speech. So the challenge is to make that translation of sound into a form in which it's converted to a pattern of electrical stimulation in the ear. And then the electrical stimulation pattern that can fool the brain into thinking it's hearing sound again that's interpretable to it. You can only do that crudely, Mark, but you can do it well enough so that the brain can make sense of it, because the brain is smart and plastic.
I was with my first grade teacher yesterday, and I was born in 79, so I'm really a product of the 80s, I suppose, but things have changed a lot, and you began this work in the 70s. How radical was the idea that electrical stimulation could provide meaningful access to sound, and what did the scientific community doubt most at the time?
There was a lot of skepticism, Mark. A lot of people that didn't believe that something like this was possible. And a lot of people, there were also fundamental difficulties that had to be faced. Questions of safety, questions of controlling stimulation electrically across a lifetime, creating a device that would survive for a lifetime. All of these were important issues that had to be addressed in developing this technology, and they were. We came together largely through an organized support from the government, which we helped to arrange. All of these issues were dealt with, and the result was to create a kind of miracle, the restoration of the ability of an individual that heard nothing to be able to hear the people they love again in their own voice, to talk on the telephone with them, to live more or less a normal life. And that was accomplished through this complex integrated effort of engineering and biological science and neuroscience.
And it is interesting, Doctor, to get to the heart and to get to the love and what you were really working toward, it took a lot of scientific and technical questions to be answered. So what did you and your colleagues at UCSF have to answer to be able to move forward?
Oh, it was a long list. I mean, there were issues of because there was so little precedent for it. People hadn't made devices, they hadn't applied devices that were of this nature, but had to survive for a lifetime, that were safe to apply over a lifetime. We had to assume that the person might be 20 years old or 25 years old or 85 years old and had to operate it effectively. We had to introduce the device without damaging anything or destroying it. We had to do endless control studies to make sure that what we did made sense, could work, would work, was safe. And so we did all of those things in a rich form. Other people also contributed importantly, of course. It was a big team effort, Mark. It takes a lot of effort. You've seen big team efforts right there in your local community in science and seeing amazing things accomplished when people line up and get to it.
Absolutely. And Dr. Merzenich, delivering electrical information is only part of the process because the brain has to learn what those signals mean. What happens within the brain as unfamiliar information begins to become recognizable sound?
The brain is plastic, Mark, and the brain can make sense out of, you could say, relatively trashy information because you can't, the way the normal ear, intact ear, represents the sound of the world or the sound of language is very elegant. And it's very difficult to match that elegance by electrically shocking the nerve with patterned electrical stimulation. You just can't accomplish it on the same level. But the brain doesn't care, in a sense. The brain takes the information, as long as the information is adequate to represent the distinctions in speech that are most critical, the brain reinterprets it, that information. And it basically makes it understandable to you again. And commonly the patient would say, in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 months, it sounds just like it sounded before I lost my hearing, which is a miracle, not just of the engineering, but also a miracle of the brain. The brain is remarkably plastic, remarkably capable of making sense out of, in a sense, trashy input. And it does a wonderful job of it.
We have just a few more minutes together, Dr. Merzenich, and I would like to take a short break. When we return, I'd like to talk about the early clinical trials, the cooperation that helped move cochlear implants forward, and what this breakthrough may teach us about the future of neuroscience. Will you stick with me?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden, with Ilfrey's voice, I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can join us today as I am speaking with Dr. Michael Mersenik, and he is a neuroscientist and professor emeritus at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Mersenik and his team helped establish the neurological foundation for multi-channel cochlear implants, contributing to electrode design, implant safety, and early clinical trials. He is one of five pioneers receiving the 2026 Richard N. Merkin Prize in Biomedical Technology for work that has helped provide access to sound and spoken communication for more than 1 million people worldwide. Before the break, Dr. Mersenik helped us understand how a cochlear implant differs from a hearing aid and how the brain learns to interpret the electrical information it receives. Dr. Mersenik, I'd like to take you back to the early years of your work. Enlighten our listeners with just a few questions about the early years.
Okay.
Is there a particular moment from one of those early clinical trials when someone recognized a sound or understood speech that has stayed with you through the years?
There's a couple instances, and so I'll just say one was there was a surgeon who became a very close friend of mine. His name was Robin Michelson, who implanted very simple single-channel cochlear implants. And I realized that his patients were receiving enough information from the low-frequency range of hearing, the sort of where most of the vowel sound energy is represented in our ongoing speech, so that I could add to that information higher frequency channels of information, higher sound frequencies. I knew from the communication industry studies that I could probably represent speech as intelligible for a person that was deaf. So having that insight by studying his patients was extremely important to me in realizing that a multi-channel cochlear implant that could reestablish understanding of the native language of the individual was a big insight. A second story I want to tell, Mark, is a little bit more complicated. We have a model cochlear implant in an individual, and they don't seem to understand very much. And this is an early individual. And what we're doing is we're trying to understand what they hear when we apply simple pieces of speech, you could say, to them. And so I say to the person, they're in a sound-shielded room, so the only thing they can hear is delivered through their cochlear implant. I say, okay, I want you to listen to each sound we deliver to you with your cochlear implant. I want you to tell me what you hear. And so I say this, and they say, and they say is, they say testes, and seemed hopeless. We recorded hundreds of hours of this, trying to understand the language they heard, not English as we know it. But then it occurred to me to ask the patient to respond in a different way. I said, now, George, I want you to read these words on this list. And each time you read a word, listen to what you hear, and then repeat to the best of your ability exactly what you hear. So they're reading the list, they say this, they say this, is, a, test, test. If everyone just talked the way I did, I'd understand everything. So we have this great aha moment. But here's the point, Mark. Their brain basically translate what they say to what they hear as being correct. And that's the basis of the brain basically able to correct itself for what other people are saying. And ultimately they say, everything sounds like it sounded before I lost my hearing. So it's the capacity of the brain to slowly learn to make that association. with how you associate what you say with what you hear. And that's how the brain does it. That's how it solves this incredibly complicated trick. Now, that's a too long an answer, Mark, but that's the best I could do.
I enjoyed that. And Dr. Mersenik, when you think about the idea, the experimental idea, and how it could affect lives on such an extraordinary scale, I've mentioned it twice now that more than 1 million people around the world use cochlear implants. So when did you realize that this could be such a profound idea?
Well, first of all, we saw it in our patients, and I realized that how it was changing their life. You know, an early patient reestablishes life as a jazz musician. An early patient in England reestablished her life as an organ player in the cathedral. An early patient called me and said he was very successfully operating again as a salesman working on the telephone. You know, I mean, we're talking about really remarkable reestablishment of ability that seemed to be lost forever, and completely changed the lives of individuals that were impacted in this kind of way, in a wonderful way. And so it's a miracle that kept happening, that keeps giving. And ultimately, there will be many millions of people that benefit from this science and its extensions.
Dr. Mersenik, I know that, as with anything, cochlear implants may not be the right choice for every person with hearing loss. So what should individuals and families understand about the possibilities, the limitations, and work involved after receiving an implant?
Well, a cochlear implant is a serious sort of last option. Hearing aids are the first option. And basically everyone that struggles in their hearing basically should seek the advantage. And hearing aids are getting better and better also as science and technology has progressed, and more helpful, more and more useful to individuals that struggle in their hearing. But as a last resort, when that hearing loss approaches a profound loss, a loss in which you can get relatively little from a hearing aid, cochlear implants can be a basis of almost miraculous recovery. And actually, people with cochlear implants not uncommonly do better than people do with hearing aids, because basically it's a fresh start with more complete information, because there's no part of the hearing spectrum that isn't it's essentially represented on some level. So we're slowly making progress, get better and better. Our whole motivation is to help people that struggle and help them have a better life. That's what we're up to.
Dr. Mersenik, you started this conversation talking about teamwork and pulling people together to make something happen. And the Merkin Prize recognizes five pioneers whose complementary work took place across different disciplines and even countries. What does sharing this recognition say about how a medical breakthrough of this magnitude happens?
We took it on as world science. And there was actually a movement, and we contributed substantially to that movement. But so did these other prize winners. They're all part of the motion across science and medicine to make this happen. We began to realize that it could happen, and we began to try to explain to the world what had to be done to deliver the goods to people that struggle. And so, really wonderful, intelligent efforts arose in Austria and in Australia. Those are acknowledged in this gift. We got very, very important help from a wonderful body of science that was done at Duke University in Central North Carolina. And that's another effort that's acknowledged in this award. This was an international effort. And everyone put an oar in, and it made it happen.
Dr. Mersenik, with the tools that you had available in the 1970s, you did an incredible job moving forward with this. And I think one of the most important questions probably to ask, because you did it when you had some limitations, that maybe with technology advancing so much now that the future can be even brighter. So what would you most like to see the next generation of cochlear implants to do better?
Well, I think they're rising. You know, we were limited in being able to only get to the higher frequency regions of the inner ear. And the brain had to make the translation from high frequency to basically low frequency sounds that dominate in language. And it did an adequate job of that. But the more we get to the parts of the inner ear, the more we can get to the top of the cochlea, which is the least accessible, the more complete the hearing reconstruction could be. And so that's one way that these devices are slowly improving. We also have dramatically improved the way the devices can be applied and are effectively working in children that are born deaf. And so there's a very significant population of individuals that are born without hearing, in which hearing is basically restored in a very young age, commonly in the first year of life. And there are now more than 100,000 such individuals that have been implanted who have acquired hearing sort of from the beginning of life. And of course, they also can be members of their deaf community. That can also be important. But to be members of the larger community of society, speaking the language that all the rest of us speak, is very advantageous to a child and a wonderful second thing, asset that the child can have. And they can have that with a cochlear implant. And so we're increasingly effective at delivering the goods for this child that's born deaf.
Dr. Mersenic, as we close out, I want to thank you for pushing forward with this idea and the others around the world who had done the same and helping us understand not only how a cochlear implant works, but how scientific curiosity, cooperation, and persistence created a new path to sound for people around the world. And we appreciate you using your knowledge and experience to make a difference in our communities.
Only one thing I would say in minor correction, because it was all teamwork. As you know, Mark, all complicated things like this are done with wonderful teams of people. Y'all know who matter. I very, very, very much enjoyed being with you, Mark. Great question.
Thank you, sir. And one thing I will say is that as a team, others watch others within the team, and it motivates them and it inspires them. And as you say, it makes it we, but everyone has to pull their weight and together make it happen. So you and others inspired each other, I know, as you were working hard and trying to answer those difficult questions.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mark. It's a beautiful spoken.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Some gentle people who shout.
friendly heart when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.